Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome to this as well as your own family or personal altar daily. After receiving the ministration from Turning Point, rebroadcast it to your contact. Do so daily. Let what is blessing and adding value to you also bless them. Then join us on the prayer hall, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time. That is Mondays to Saturday. Welcome also to Sunday, the 17th day in May. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with Amen. I receive it. May today be for your favor, advancement, and blessings. How did you feel when you woke up this morning or today? Excited and happy and joyful? May that excitement, joy, and happiness continue and be sustained forever. Then how did you wake up when you woke up this morning? How did you feel? Tired, weak, fed up, frustrated, empty, dried, confused, feeling pain, feeling lonely? I prophesy, may God arise for you. May your life and situation receive divine intervention. That ill feeling, loss of joy and excitement, be rolled away. I address your challenge from the root. Proverbs 26 verse 2 says, curseless shall not come. Whatever may be responsible for these negative feelings or manifestations must dry up from the root. So I prophesy to your life, within the next 48 hours, your stories and your feelings will change. Someone under the sound of my voice is sick. You are under pain, despite medication, no change. Lay hands where you are hurting. Lay hands where you have pain. I decree and declare, pains go, discomfort go, affliction go. Healing power of God, flow to where hands are laid. I declare you healed. I say you are healed. You did not want to or think that you could go to church today as a result of the way you are feeling. Now exercise your faith. Prepare, dress up for church and go. By the time you come back from church later today, you will not even remember that you are sick again in the morning. If you will not be in church today, don't say, at least my offering will stay with me today. No, that is sin giving to God as a burden rather than an opportunity and a privilege. Take that offering seed you will have taken to church, either transfer it to your church account or TPGF account that is with you. Either way, you have sown a seed and super harvest will follow. If you are a Christian, any Sunday you will not be in church, that is what to do. Sow it to your church account or TPGF account. The Bible says, give to Caesar what is Caesar and to God that which is God. Your seed and your offering belong to God. See it that way and see what will follow thereafter. Say, Pastor, thank you. Is today your bad day? Let me pray for you. May God bless your bad day. You will live long and fulfill purpose. God and man will bless you today for your bad day in Jesus' name. Happy bad day. Listeners, today is day 21 of teaching and counseling using questions and situations sent in by listeners. We still have so many of them here, but according to our practice, we shall peg it here today and take on testimonies and thanksgiving to God from tomorrow to run for another 14 days. Then we'll come back to teaching weeks. Save your questions. Resend them after the 2 weeks. First issue today, peace be with you, Daddy. I have been interceding for some sisters to be married since 4 years now. They are above 40 years old, yet not married. I heard there is egg donor bank for ladies where they can keep their eggs, so by the time they marry, they go there collect for fertilization to avoid their eggs being weak at that age. Daddy, what is your take on this? God bless you, sir. Wow. You are talking of woman's unfertilized eggs collected from her ovaries and frozen for future use. I have nothing against it. Absolutely nothing. This is one of the breakthroughs in medicine. It is one of the options in medically assisted conceptions. For me, all fertility treatment for a woman to conceive and deliver a baby are God's work through medical wisdom, which God himself gave them to to bless families with childbirth challenge. As I have said severally, doctors are not wizards and nurses are not witches. They are servants in God's hand, just as we are, at least to alleviate human sufferings. They care. God cares. I can't find anything in the Bible that contradicts medical science to assist people alleviate their sufferings. Next, good day, Daddy. Please, is my family jinxed? My educated and hardworking mother struggled to build a bungalow all her life. No destiny helper. Same with me. My four children with master's degree are working hard. At 30 days, make a pay. No destiny helper. No inheritance from their father. Daddy, please recommend fasting and prayers to push up my children into their glory. More anointing, sir. Wow. You just express African and traditional belief and mentality here. This is the kind of mindset that made people poor and struggling all through their lives. Recommend fasting and prayers to push up children into their glory. No, 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 no. Anyone that says that's the way to go is a false prophet. It is not just fasting and prayer that will push them. It is understanding of financial intelligence, which means how money is made and how wealth is built. There is a how in everything, including money making and wealth building. I have taught it here over the years. I even wrote a book titled Why Many People Are Poor and the Way Out of It. Every listener should get a copy of that book for yourself and all your children. Please chat with our book officer, Bookie, on +234 805 6434 758. Get a copy for yourself and all your loved ones. Your mother struggled to build a bungalow. That was where Mama missed it. And I'm afraid you too and your four children had gone that way also. With 30 days make a pay, we should spoke out here. Being a salary earner, having only one source of income will never make anybody rich and wealthy. Read Proverbs 24, verse 27. God's template to build our financial base first before struggling to build a house, a bungalow, or whatever to live in. My own father left me with no inheritance, no $1, no one naira, no farm, no house, no clothing, no investment, only his cutlasses and holes. He lived and died a peasant farmer. Here am I today, not by luck, not by inheritance, not by prayer and fasting alone, but by understanding the principles of money making. I wrote all in that book. Please call Bookie, obtain, read, and apply. This counsel and education is for all my listeners. Don't be stuck with 9-to-6 job or 8-to-5 job working all your life. That will not lead to riches and prosperity. Next, good evening, Daddy. I'm a young lady that wants to be intimate with God, but it's just so hard for me. Limitations here and there. I too want to hear from God so my life can have direction even before I ever get married. I feel time is going. I need counsel. Wow, I like your kind of heart, thirsty for God to be used by him. My daughter, the key is discipline and setting priorities right. Knowing God intimately and be used by God is not easy. You will have to prioritize, cut off those destructive elements, discipline yourself, practice waiting before God. Spend time in Bible, in studying his word, in meditation, and in his word. Also, obtain books from anointed men and women of God. Choose one or two role models whose lives and ministry challenge you and you want to be like them. Follow diligently. Matthew chapter 5 verse 6 says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, after God, for they shall be filled. Again, Jeremiah 29 verse 13, he says, you shall seek me and find me when you have sought for me with all your heart. That is the way, my daughter. Right? It's like the weeks of teachings should not end. It's like it should go on and on. Well, we will return to it after 2 weeks of testimony sharing. Are you being blessed? Please talk to me. Now, subscribe to our YouTube and join our Telegram and TPGL channel directly. Told us this. Don't wait until WhatsApp or is it Facebook now? Block you off. Have you done your 555 seed we are doing this month? What of your tithe? Your battle, Thanksgiving, and partnership commitment seed. Sunday is a good day to transmit your seed and your tithe. And of course, the offering I said you should send if you are not going to church. Do as God may lead on your heart. People are still sowing seed 14, which we sowed on the 14th day, the Passover seed. You can still sow your own. It continues. TPGF Abeokuta Conference is this week, May 22 and 23, Friday evening and Saturday morning. Manchester, UK TPGF Conference is also counting down, June 19 to 20. Get ready to participate in all this. I speak to everyone's life today. This Sunday will be a day with a difference. Heavens will open for you. All we daily pray into your life. What you also pray for yourself. All our prophetic faith action, they will be working for you and delivering testimonies. Your destiny will witness daily turnaround. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. TPGF, answer me, truly blessed. Femi Emmanuel is my name. I love you. Have a glorious day. Bye.